And it's coming up right after I've read this email out. And it's regarding matters of the heart and love life. So, yeah, it's most appropriate that I do it this week. Because one of my many skills is that I double up as an agony aunt. So, the first mail is from Betty Swallocks. And Betty writes, "Dear Gladys, I'm worried about my hubsend. I think he's going off me or he's got another woman. I'm 81 and he's 84. And we've only been married a few months, but at first everything was bliss. Our courtship was like dynamite. He couldn't keep his hands off me and wanted it morning, noon and night. Sometimes five times before breakfast. But after we got married, he seemed to lose interest. And these last couple of weeks, it's dwindled to three times a day if I'm lucky. I've tried all sorts, from buying some sexy outfits from Ann Summers and even putting Niagara in his cocoa. But all that did was make him piss all night. Gladys, I'm at my wit's end. What can I do?" Well, Betty, at your time of life, I'd enjoy the rest. And with the time just gone at 30 minutes past, oh, do you know, I must get a little hand on this watch. Anyway, it's time to read out the next mail from Willie Eckerslake. And Willie writes in, "I'm certainly no oil painting, but on the other hand, I'm not plug ugly. I have a very well-paid job in the city. I don't have BO or halitosis or even middle-aged spread, as I keep myself in trim with regular workouts. But I don't seem to be able to meet the right girl. Well, in fact, I can't meet anyone because I can't get a second date. I took one lady to the best restaurant in town unless I have the pick of the menu. But when I asked her for a second date, she said no because I was the most boring bastard she'd ever met. This happens all the time, so I thought I'd do something about it and broaden my horizons by maybe doing a bit of travelling. So I went round the world, but nothing's changed. It's still the same. I can never get a second date. Gladys, I'm at my wit's end. What am I doing wrong? Is it my brown cardigan, my anorak, my moustache, my moccasins, or my hobbies? I do like to collect stamps and spend hours on the beach with a metal detector. Well, I'll tell you something, Willie. Sounds like you're still a boring bastard, but one who just happens to have travelled a bit. Well, my advice would be, first thing, I'd go down to the solicitors and change my name." Crikey, you couldn't make this stuff up, could you?